It's Friday the 29th of May at 6 a.m. local time here in the UK. I'm Joseph McTaggart with the news headlines. Nicola Sturgeon says she was deceived, misled and betrayed by her ex-husband, Peter Morrell. The central government is about to announce fresh welfare changes after the scale of the youth jobs crisis was revealed. This comes as the media is interviewing young people who claim to have applied for literally hundreds of jobs in their struggle to find work. Nearly 500 people were seriously injured in e-scooter collisions in Great Britain last year. A new deal with the European Union will herald an end to EU-UK checks on dairy products, eggs, fish and fresh red meat, bringing to an end what was known as the Brexit sausage wars. From next year, artificial intelligence facial recognition will check the age of asylum seekers. The British musician from the band Culture Club, Boy George, receives a Lifetime Achievement Honour at the LGBT Awards. A total of 12 people have now died in the latest heatwave as a result of deaths involving water. King's College Hospital in South London opens up a hospital ward for intensive care patients on its rooftop to analyse how fresh air can help patients. And it's come to light that the British Museum delayed a Jewish history talk amid fears that protesters would disrupt the event. And the Royals, King Charles unveils a spectacular new garden at Windsor Castle, inspired by the planet Venus. And paintings found in a skip by dog walkers sell for £16,000 at an auction, as it was discovered that they were painted by the famous artist Lewis Wayne. And the weather cooler with some storms. I'm Joseph McTaggart. These have been today's news headlines.